This is Dr. Dave, and let's talk about three additional methods that you can use to install a positive operating system in your mind. The first method is reading. What you read about actually expands into your mind. When you read a book, you do a thought transplant. When you read about positive things, you transplant a positive operating system into your mind. Authors make a living transplanting their thoughts. The operation is nearly painless, and it only costs a few dollars. A thought transplant is so inexpensive that you don't even need to file a claim on your insurance health policy. What a great deal! One of the best things about books is the selection. There are thousands of good books to choose from. Major bookstores contain over 100,000 volumes dealing with every subject imaginable. No matter what problem you have, there's a book dealing with it. Hundreds of them are available on positive thinking. You don't need to travel on a pilgrimage to Tibet to meet a guru. It's a lot cheaper and easier to buy his book. You can read everything he has to say in a bookstore in your hometown. If you want good things to expand in your life, select a good book and start reading. A positive book won't transform your life while it sits on the bookshelf. It may look nice and be good for your image, but it won't do you any good until it gets into your mind. Grab a good book and start transplanting positive thoughts into your mind, and then watch them expand into your life. You need to use good books to feed your mind at least three positive meals a day. One of the meals should include scriptures so that you can learn more about how to max out on God's love. The other two meals should consist of inspirational stories and other positive subjects. Eric Weihenmayer wrote a book called Touch the Top of the World. Eric is blind and has climbed Mount Everest. I couldn't put the book down when I read the account of him climbing El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. His picture in full climbing gear was on the cover of Time magazine after he climbed Mount Everest. During all of my professional career, I have worked with people who were blind, and never in a thousand years would I have thought that a blind person could stand on the summit of Mount Everest or ascend the sheer walls of El Capitan. There's enough inspiration in his book to make you reevaluate every limitation that you have in your mind. If you're not feeding your mind three positive meals a day, you will die of mental and spiritual malnutrition. Every time you read a positive book, your life gets better. Reading is one of the easiest and most enjoyable ways of putting good things into your mind. So how do you install a positive operating system? You simply read positive stories and positive books, and it won't be long before you have a positive operating system up and running. The final method of installing a positive operating system focuses on what you look at. What you look at expands into your life. If you don't think that the eyes are the door to the brain, why do you think that people watch television 5 hours a day? Why do you think there are hundreds of cable TV channels? Why do you think Hollywood makes so many movies? Why do you think there are stores selling only videos? Why do advertisers spend billions of dollars on clever TV commercials? Why are there millions of billboards littering the highways? Why do they make music videos rather than just sell audio cassettes and CDs? All of these enterprises exist for only one reason. What you look at expands. The business world, the news media, and the government know that what you look at expands. They try to manipulate you with images created by them so that their agenda expands into your mind. They want to hijack your mind and fly it to their destination. Whether you realize it or not, you are a stickbop. What is a stickbop? It's an acronym that means you are susceptible to images created by other people. That's why advertising bombards you with thousands of enticing images. They know that you're a stickbop, and they will use every image imaginable to sell things to you. Fortunately, you are also a stickbee. What is a stickbee? It's an acronym that means you are susceptible to images created by yourself. The fact that you are a stickbee is excellent news. You can take a picture of your dreams and deposit it straight into your memory banks. I am massively susceptible to the images that I put on the motion picture screen of my mind. I continually use this susceptibility to push my mind in the direction of my dreams. I surround myself with pictures of my dreams. I have pictures of Land Rover trucks, Hummers, and catamarans on the walls of the room where I do my writing. I keep photo albums of my yacht at my bedside. I have videos of my sailing adventures. I have thousands of pictures of expeditions in the Arabian Desert. I display copies of my book covers where I can see them as I write. I bombard myself with the images of my dreams because I am a stickby. I am grateful the advertising industry showed me how to advertise my dreams to myself. There's no doubt about it. What I look at expands. You should show yourself pictures of your dreams every day of the year. You should advertise your dreams to yourself many times each day. You should have a library of inspirational graphics that you can flip through to instantly put positive thoughts into your mind. Can you use positive pictures and graphics to install a positive operating system? Absolutely. In fact, pictures are one of the fastest and easiest ways of pushing your mind in a positive direction. A picture is worth a thousand words, and positive pictures are weapons of mass destruction when you use them in the battle against depression. They effortlessly blow mood disorders out of your mind. They're easy to use, and you can use them again and again without losing their power. Positive pictures not only blow negative thoughts out of your mind, they also replace those negative thoughts with positive ones. That's one of the great advantages that positive pictures have over other types of therapy. Most types of therapy are designed to only eliminate the negative, but they don't take you the rest of the way and fill your mind with positive things. You end up with a mental vacuum, and negative thoughts quickly return to fill the empty space. Positive pictures don't leave a vacuum after they blow away your negative thoughts. Instead, the positive pictures move in and take over. It's substantially easier to have a consistently positive mind when the motion picture screen of your mind is full of the pictures of your dreams. It's much harder for negative thoughts to bully you and push your thoughts in a negative direction. On my trip around the world on my yacht, I took thousands of pictures that I transformed into power graphics. Every time I look at those pictures, I instantly feel their powerful message pushing my mind in a positive direction. When negative thoughts come to pay a visit, the only thing they see is a no vacancy sign hanging on the door of my mind. They aren't welcome, and there's no room for them because my mind is full of positive things. So how do you install a positive operating system? It's easy when you use power graphics to push your mind in a positive direction. All of my books contain power graphics that speak the language of the mind. They're designed so that you can flip through them whenever you need a quick mental boost. My websites are also full of positive power graphics. You can download them for free and print them on your printer. Go to positivegraphics.com and fill your mind with good things. The final tool for installing a positive operating system is the tool of listening. What you listen to expands. Whether you realize it or not, music changes who you are because it goes straight into your mind and pushes your thoughts in the direction of the music. If you listen to sick music, you put sick thoughts into your mind. If you listen to inspiring music, you pump your mind full of good things. You need to develop a musical listening program that lifts you up and makes it easier to live as a positive person. Instead of listening to a haphazard collection of songs, focus on music that inspires you to be the best you can be. Select rousing music that starts you marching in the direction of your dreams. When you listen to music, you should be able to hear the sound of your dreams. Don't neglect the power of positive music. If the only thing you listen to is the dull thud of depressing thoughts dropping into your mind, then you're listening to the wrong thing. It's high time that you started listening to music that pushes your mind in a positive direction. Music gives you the power to strong-arm your mind. Try performing physical exercise with music and without music. Physical exercise with music is much more enjoyable because it switches your focus away from the pain and discomfort associated with working out. Your attitude toward physical exercise is radically different when you're pumping positive music into your mind. You don't have to be performing physical exercise for music to have its salubrious effect. Music can push your mind in a positive direction while you sit in your easy chair or while you drive your car. Does music affect your mood? Absolutely. That's why they make mood music. They play music in stores to stimulate you to buy merchandise. They play music at political rallies to make you feel patriotic. And they play music in the military to get everyone marching in step. Your mind is always listening, and you need to send it a positive message. Without much effort on your part, good music can drive depression from your mind and at the same time install a positive operating system. Music isn't the only way. You can use listening to put good things into your mind. Positive thinkers have recorded hundreds of different cassette programs that show you how to reach your dreams. These inspirational recordings are a gold mine. They contain enough positive nuggets to make you into a mental millionaire. The cassette player is a positive mind pump that never gets tired and never complains. It will pump positive thoughts into your mind for as long as the batteries have power. Your mind is waiting to hear from you, so turn on your audio cassette player and send it a positive message. I don't know how many hundreds of hours I've spent listening to audio cassettes from Zig Ziglar, but I know that my life is better because of the positive thoughts that he put into my mind. You should turn on the positive mind pump whenever you get a chance, because you need all the help you can get if you want to be a positive person in a negative world. 5 simple steps make it possible to install a positive operating system. Talking about positive things, writing about positive things, reading about positive things, looking at positive things, and listening to positive things. If you do these 5 things, a tidal wave of positive thoughts will sweep through your heart and mind, and it won't be long before a positive operating system is up and running. Don't just eliminate your cognitive distortions. Go to the next level and fill your mind with positive things. There is no limit to how good your life can become when you have a positive operating system running in your mind. Remember, if you want to have a mind free from depression, nobody can stop you.